So the first thing that they asked Barry Larkin as soon as Marge Schott was suspended was, Barry, what do you think about the terms of suspension that are being put upon Marge Schott? And the first thing Barry's first response was, does the dog still get to go on the field?
When he means go, he means go.
That's right, and he goes and goes and goes. Says Larkin, the dog isn't a problem as long as it doesn't defecate on the field. I guess it does that a lot up there.
Yeah, it likes to. Whenever it gets near second base, it kind of gets loose.
David, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Hi, David.
How's it going?
It's going.
That's okay.
That's okay. I was just calling up to see what you guys was up to. I didn't know nothing about any advocates, so I'll call and talk about something else.
Well, go ahead.
Let's talk about Shotzi 02. What do you think of that dog?
Shotzi, I used to hand out Shotzi bags where I work at, and they were actually doggy bags with a picture of Marge on them.
Oh, really? My goodness. Where was that?
Right down at the waterfront.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you lose that job?
I still got it, actually.
Really? You ever put your thumb in somebody's soup?
Huh?
You ever put your thumb in somebody's soup?
Nah, I messed up Pete Rose's cheeseburger twice.
How do you mess up a cheeseburger, Holmes?
Well, Pete ordered it medium rare, and it come out medium, and he...
So he ate it anyway and said, give me another one?
Nah, he ate it anyway and told the manager, what's up with this guy? Can't get my order right.
Oh, man, Pete Rose busted on you?
Yeah, well, they started taking bets as if I would mess up the burger or not, and it really got to be a bad scene.
Did you tell Pete to go get a haircut and get real?
Yeah, I did.
Did he tip you well still?
Yeah, he told me not to bet on the third horse at Turfway. It was usually the tip he usually gave me.
You see much of old Pete anymore?
No, yeah, when we changed over to the Sports Rock Cafe, I seen him now.
Oh, you're the Sports Rock Cafe now?
Yeah.
So what do you got, like a bunch of old sweaty jock straps hanging in picture frames?
Yeah, just about something like that, man. But anyway, what I called about was this Corvette, man. I got this Corvette, and I drive down Death Hill, and I wanted to call you and tell you I got chicks that videotape me, and I thought you might like to.
Where's Death Hill?
Down there in Covington, man.
Is it near there, Dead Man's Curve or anything like that?
Yeah, oh, you mean on exactly. I-75?
Yeah.
That's crazy driving down there.
What, you have like a woman stand in the divider there and videotape you on your Corvette?
No, I was coming up on these three babes, and I was checking them out, three and they babes. Reached behind them and grabbed the camcorder and started filming me.
Oh, maybe they thought you were hot or something.
I started licking my eyebrows.
I tell you what, like nothing impresses a girl like some waiter in a Corvette.
Right, that's it.
Did you have your little hat on or anything?
No.
Your little notepad? You always had a note?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't, actually.
Well, it would have been good if you could have got their phone number. You would have had the little notepad right there to take their phone number.
I took their license plate number.
Did you? You got a friend who's a cop?
No, I got a brother that's kind of like Jeffrey Dahmer was, and we got a big crawl space and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
All right. You know, I used to have a friend that was a cop.
What are you eating there, man? What are you eating?
It was a White Castle.
You can't smell it?
No,
yeah.
But
White Castle cheeseburger.
Maybe a limb or something or a digit.
No, we don't do that here. That was a White Castle. Piping hot. Thanks to Meg and Troy for bringing them down. What's your name, dude?
Bubba.
And Bubba. Meg and Troy and Bubba came down, brought me a sack of White Castles. Me and Rob and Jim are sucking them down like they're going out of style.
Well, I'm happy for
like
you.
Like cold beers.
Hey, my buddy wants to say something.
All right.
Boy,
all right.
We'd love to talk to your buddy.
All right.
Hey, yeah. Buddy.
They took off, man. They don't want to talk to you. But we don't work at the waterfront no more. We work at Ponderosa.
Ooh, kind of that.
Moving up in the world, huh?
I'm in charge of silverware sorting. I sort the silverware for the place.
What do you think of that buffet?
I don't. I try not to think of it because I'm usually in the kitchen sorting silverware, man.
Mm-hmm. All you can eat. Mm.
No tips back there sorting silverware.
Nah.
You don't have some kind of machine that can do that?
Nah, Pete don't come back here either.
So. Yeah. Well, all right, David, we got to move onward and upward.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, just like your career path.
All right, stay in the hot sun. Don't let your meat loaf.
Hey, right, okay, man. Whatever.
Later.
Wow, what the hell was that all about? Hey, some girl videotaped me in a Corvette. Yeah. Call from Barney Fife. Yes.
She's probably really hot for silverware sorters, too.
Yeah.
Hoping someday.
Oh, God. That dude's got on one of those brown polyester zip-up shirts. I bet he works at Ponderosa. I want to get his number.
Speaking of numbers, the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 7491-444, otherwise known as
749-1444. I bet he's only got about 98 more payments on that vet, and it'll be his. It's a different David.
Hi, David.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm okay. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I just wanted to call and tell you that I trimmed my nipple hairs yesterday.
All right.
Yeah? Deal. What'd you do with them? Did you save them? Put them in a scrapbook?
Well, I just kind of threw them in the trash can. Like,
mistake.
I woke up in the morning and I had, like, bedhead on my nipples.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they were getting all dreaded, so I cut them off.
If you put them under your pillow, you'll get money for it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kind of broke, man.
Well, you blew it, David.
What?
You blew it, Holmes.
Oh, man.
Next time you shave your nipples, save the hair. We got to move on.
I didn't shave them, though.
Oh, you just cut them or pluck them?
I just cut them.
You just cut them?
Yeah,
well,
I trimmed.
Well, it would have worked anyway. Next time, either shave them or pluck them, put them under your pillow, and you'll wake up with 75 cents for every nipple hair.
What about toenails?
No, it doesn't work. We got to move on. Word upper, David.
All right, man.
Later.
Bye.
That was Sheepish Grin, Ship Could Take.
Off of Peggy?
Yeah, off the old tape. You're tuned into the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. 749-1444 is the phone number.
Sure is.
So what do you think about Shotzi shitting on the field?
I think that if Marge Schott gets banned, it's got to go for the dog double. So, like, the dog has to wait twice as much.
So the dog's got to wait 2 years to get back on the field.
Right.
What'd the dog do,
dog years...
That'd be 14 years. You can't ban a dog for 14 years. That'd be cruel.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, right now he's just...
But we still measure it in human years.
Hmm?
We still measure
so
it in human years.
So if you're banning for 2 years, really that's only 2 months or 3 months or so, something mm-hmm. like that. Man, I didn't know this issue was so complicated. Once you start digging, it just unravels like an onion, layer after layer after layer after layer.
And what exactly is sensitivity training anyway?
I want to know that, too. You go to one of those PC crap classes they give you in your freshman year of college. Go ahead, Jennifer. You're on with Chris and Rob.
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, the girl Sky called in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I told her about you guys. So I thought you were really cool when I told her she should call in and talk to you guys.
Well, great. Thanks.
Welcome.
It was her first time, right?
Yeah, it's my first time calling, too.
Really? What do you guys think now?
I thought the show was pretty cool.
Well, thanks.
She thought it was kind of boring when I told her, well, she should listen some more. It gets better.
Yeah, well, you know, it
gets better. Put the pressure on us.
It better.
I mean, I thought we peaked early.
Not that the guys...
I was ready to coast for the next 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Well, I told her it gets better, you know, towards the middle.
Talking about towards the middle.
Yeah.
Okay, so in about another 45 minutes, we'll just be climaxing.
Well...
Yeah, something
I'm
like.
Sorry, well, I'm nervous. I've never called in before.
Well, just relax. Take a deep breath.
I don't want you guys like dog me or anything. I want to hang up or something.
No,
that.
We won't dog you. We
well,
don't.
We might.
If you listen all the time, you know we don't dog our callers.
Sometimes you do.
No, we don't.
Just
what do you
the
do?
Idiots.
What do you do for a living, Jennifer?
I don't have a job, actually.
Unemployed, huh?
Yeah.
Collecting unemployment?
Huh?
Are you collecting unemployment?
No, I never had a job before. I'm just going to night classes right now for GED.
Where at?
In Northside, the library in Northside.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm glad you're trying to improve yourself there and get your diploma.
Yeah.
Are you tired of being slapped around?
Yeah.
Are you tired of being told you don't have enough education?
Yeah.
Are you tired of being told you don't have experience?
Mm-hmm.
How are you supposed to get experience if you don't want to hire you?
That's true.
Have you thought about truck driving school?
No, that's okay.
You set your own hours. You're your own boss. You drive the big rigs. The freedom of the open road. You got that black ribbon calling your name.
Surfing the concrete seas.
No, that's not my style.
But then you got to listen to Bozo instead of Chris and Rob.
Yeah, I would listen to Chris and Rob.
Well, have you thought about air conditioner repair?
No.
You know, Sally Struthers has this thing, and you can become a CPA, you can become a gun repair person, you can fix VCRs, you can fix computers, you can sell real estate. Have you looked at any of those Sally Struthers courses?
No, but have you seen those commercials just with, like, the refugees and stuff?
I've seen the commercials where if she would just sell one of her boots, she could feed all of Ethiopia for 6 months.
I know, she's sending around, like, a $200 pair of boots, and people around are starving and crying.
Can anyone bear to look at this time and time again as she's wearing, like, $200 sunglasses?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it. All right, thanks for your call, Jennifer. We're going to move on before Chris starts dogging you.
Okay.
We love you, honey.
Bye-bye.
749-1444 is the phone number here. Give us a call.
Yeah, Chris. We seem to talk about Sally Struthers quite a bit.
Because we hate her.
You know, this is WAIF, the home of the Chris and Rob Late
and
Night Talk
Show.
And
Meathead made one good movie, and that was the that? Too, the first Spinal Tap movie.
The first Spinal... I like Princess Bride.
Don't remember that.
You don't remember that? I didn't like Harry Ate Sally.
Yeah.
I never saw
that was
that
the one. Porno version when Larry ate Sally. Yeah. I'm sorry. Hey, Bob.
What's up, Bob?
Hey, how's it going?
Word.
Okay. I was just wondering if they're trying to get gays into the military, if they have the advocates in the military. I wonder if you can get it at the PX.
At the PX library?
Well, the PXs I've seen don't have many magazines.
Well, that's a bummer.
Well, military guys don't read too much. But they did have Playboy. They had all the hardcore stuff.
Do they have Hustler?
Oh, yeah. Wii, Club, International, all that. Foxy.
All the really juicy
Milky stuff. Maiden Mamas, that kind of stuff.
Adam.
There's a new one. Troy chimes in with a gent.
Is that your only question tonight, Bob?
Yeah, yeah. That was about it.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Bob. We love you.
See ya.
And so we had that one Marine call a couple weeks ago. If he's out there, maybe he could call us back and tell us what kind of magazines they have in the military PXs nowadays. Chris just got a new hairstyle, and I thought it looked smashing. Do you use Paul Mitchell products?
I use Cy Sperling hair care for men.
We're talking Rod Stewart, circa 82.
He did look like Rod. Mike, get those leopard skin pants on, Chris, and you would be the man. 749-1444.
Was that rumor true?
What?
About having to pump Rod Stewart's stomach?
Now, was it Rod or was it Elton John?
No, no. Rod Stewart had Elton John's sperm in his stomach.
5 ounces of jism.
No, it had to be Wilt Chamberlain then. It was 5 and a half. It wasn't a wimpy-ass fat Elton. It had to be Wilt or somebody. Give us a call, 749-1444.
Caminito del indio, sendero colla sembrado de piedra. Caminito del indio, que junta el valle con las estrellas. Caminito que anduvo de sur a norte mi raza vieja. Antes que en la montaña la Pachamama se ensombreciera. Cantando en el cerro y llorando en el río, se agranda en la noche la pena del indio. El sol y la luna y este canto mío besaron tus piedras, camino del indio. En la noche serrana llora la quena su honda nostalgia, y el caminito sabe cuál es la chola que el indio llama. Se levanta en el cerro la voz doliente de la baguala, y el camino lamenta ser el culpable de la distancia. Cantando en el cerro y llorando en el río, se agranda en la noche la pena del indio. El sol y la luz.
I just tried to tell him in the best way that I could that it's not. It's not as many trucks that have the wrecks. It's the ones that you hear about having the wrecks.
Aren't you glad you're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show instead of the Bozo?
What a snore fest that was.
Tell me about it.
He sounds like we're all laughing.
749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob, and we've got the Lovin' Machine on the line.
Hi, Gene.
What's up, fellas?
What's up with you tonight, Gene?
Nothing much. I didn't talk to you guys in a while.
Yeah, speak up, man. What's on your mind?
I didn't talk to you guys.
Where you been?
I got something that resembles a life now. So,
oh, what do you got a job?
Well, no, I'm going to school, and the old lady keeps retiring.
You working on your GED?
No.
What are you working on there at school?
He's working on his GED, Gene's degree.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
What, auto repair?
No, business management.
Ooh, want to be a McDonald's manager?
I don't want to talk about school. I finished doing homework. Well, actually, I started doing homework and ended up playing Sega Genesis. Here it is, 2 o'clock in the damn morning.
Hey, it's 10 till 3, man.
3 o'clock this morning. Them things are aggravating as hell, man.
What's aggravating?
Playing those damn video games.
Oh, yeah, they'll get your blood pressure up there.
What video games you playing?
I don't know, some basketball game, which was boring, and this other thing. I'm like to the second level, can't figure out how to get the hell out of the level, so I just said the hell with it.
How many games have been made where you pay a quarter and you're some badass and you walk to your right and you kick the shit out of people that come from off the screen?
I know you can say shit on the radio.
Two. There's been about 300 or so. Or you just fly, and you fly to your right and you shoot people.
What game are you talking about?
Oh, millions of them. Millions of them.
They're all like that.
Hang out in the arcades more, Gene. You need to hang out with the 13-year-olds more.
Though I like the psychedelic ones where you jump over the mushrooms and you got flaming balls coming at you and stuff. Those are my favorite
That's
kind.
Mario Bros, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's with the stupid game genie?
What's with the stupid game genie?
What game genie?
What's the game genie?
You don't take any skill to play video games anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can just send away for the answers and stuff.
Game genie gives you, like, unlimited power.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I'd want that. Make me God. I want to be God of my little net. If I lay down $100,
I don't... There's no skill, there's no strategy, it's not fun anymore.
I don't know about video games, man. I haven't played them in years.
Winning's fun.
By the way, you got to throw Adam in the adult magazine.
Would Adam be considered an adult magazine?
Yeah, because he's got naked pictures and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you never seen Adam before?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't really, like... They none of them really made that big of an impression on me. I mean, you see one cock rag. What's the difference in them?
You seen one, you seen them all.
You're here.
Adam has a particularly artistic airbrusher.
But Jen is a fine publication, I must say.
Jen's pretty cool.
You can see pink in Jen's.
You can do what? See pink? You can see a liver in jet. And you can look right up there and see a liver if you're not.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Let's get on with it, Gene.
I say about Mars Shot. I hadn't said anything about it to anybody the whole time, but as a black man living in Cincinnati who doesn't...
You're black, Gene?
You damn skip it. That doesn't go to a whole lot of baseball games anyway. I wasn't really shocked to hear that she said all that stuff, and I didn't really care because I figured all the sensitivity classes and all that stuff they're trying to... that they're going to be giving her, she's not going to change her opinion. She's an old lady. And all that stuff she's learned and all that, that's it's been drilled in her head. She's not going to change. You know. She might change in front of the cameras where it's going to affect her bottom line, but otherwise, she's not going to. She's going to be the same person.
What about the idea that it sets an example for all the little Cincinnati kids that look up to Marge Schott? And there are numerous kids that look up to Marge Schott. They'll say, "Wow, you got to live by the straight and narrow. Don't use those kind of dirty words."
Well,